Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Je suppose que je devrais commencer par te parler un peu de moi. Tu ne trouveras rien à mon sujet. Chaque personne qui connaissait quelque chose me concernant a disparu. En un instant. Sauf mon frère. Mon frère était sous generis, mais de son propre genre. Il nous a maintenus en vie jusqu'à ce qu'on nous retrouve. Je voulais rester, mais il disait qu'il y a toujours un moment où on doit savoir abandonner les choses derrière soi. Je disais que Dieu nous avait abandonnés. Il m'a répondu qu'en fait, Dieu n'avait jamais existé. L'humanité se précipitait vers son extinction. Nous avions besoin d'un Dieu pour nous sauver. Pour sauver le monde de son autodestruction. Pour que du chaos, enfin naisse l'ordre. Alors nous sommes venus dans le nouveau monde avec un objectif. Créer un Dieu. Et nous t'avons construit. Toi. Des problèmes. Des choses impossibles à prévoir, comme des ombres au tableau.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time with a child, 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale.
How long have you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
Timoteo, tú rescatas niños, ¿verdad? ¿Puedes ayudarme a encontrar mi hermana?
Te lo prometo.
We're Homeland Security. You know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means she'll disappear for good. Imagine walking into a room right now, seeing an empty bed. What we do?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. She's a major operator.
It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, not the police, not us.
What if this was your daughter?
There's no Marine unit coming.
You're on your own. This job tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
When God tells you what to do,
an estimated 2 million children are trafficked every year, and we can help them. Sound of Freedom is based on a true story about real-life heroes saving kids from the dark world of child trafficking. We know this is heartbreaking and it hurts to look at, but the first step in helping these children is hearing their story. Not enough people know this problem exists, and even fewer people are willing to do anything about it. Our goal is to inspire 2 million people to attend the film's opening weekend, to represent the 2 million trafficked children around the world. To spread the word, Angel Studios set up a Pay It Forward program where you can pay for someone else's ticket who might not otherwise see it. If the ticket price is stopping you from attending, Claim your free ticket at angel.com/freedom. Sound of Freedom opens the week of July 4th. Every parent, every adult, and every teenager in America should be there to see it. If millions of us come together today to see this film, we could propel the movement to help save millions of children around the world. And you can send the message that God's children are no longer for sale.
The World Economic Forum is planning a major power grid and cyber attack that will cause a widespread power loss, disconnecting the vast majority of Americans from the power grid and the internet, plunging the nation into unprecedented chaos for years, according to a WEF insider who warns that the globalist elite are viewing the attack as their Noah's Ark moment. While the majority of the population will be left to fend for themselves in a desperate fight for survival that most will lose, those who have been designated upgraded humans by Davos will be saved by what the WEF is calling their technological Noah's Ark. According to the WEF, the power grid attack will leave most of the country in darkness for years, and the cyber attack will be so vast that it disconnects the internet for all except those with satellite phones, plunging the nation into chaos. It is from this chaos that a phoenix will rise from the ashes, according to the WEF insider, who explained exactly how the global elite plan to seize control of the US, removing our fundamental freedoms and ushering in the Great Reset. First, let's take a look at what Klaus Schwab has already said on the matter, and pay attention to his body language.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
You don't have to be an expert in body language to understand Schwab's excitement about the major cyber attack. The global elite already laid the groundwork with the COVID pandemic, pre-programming the masses, and this is the final nail in the coffin. So how are they going to do it? On the other side of this quick break, we'll explain their plan and what we have to do to deny the elite the opportunity to conquer America. First of all, it's important to remember, freedom isn't free. We can't take freedom for granted when the globalist elite are working to take it from us. The elite are determined to unleash chaos in America, and then they plan to strike once. As Obama said, never let a good crisis go to waste. According to the WEF, the massive power grid and cyberstrike can be used to plunge America into chaos, while framing their enemy, the freedom-loving patriots of America, with the crime. There are 18 key transformer points across the United States. This is not news, it's been detailed in Senate reports for years. By striking the majority of these transformer points, America will be plunged into darkness for 2 to 3 years. This will enable the Biden regime, working on behalf of the globalist elite, to bring in martial law and rationing in the guise of so-called responsible consumption, which just so happens to be the theme at this year's COP28 at the United Arab Emirates. The European Union tried the concept of demand reduction by raising energy prices by 500% in the past 12 months. But they could not reduce consumption enough to hit the WEF's sadistic net zero targets. So the next concept to be implemented is supply restriction. In the aftermath of a power grid attack, the electricity supply will be severely rationed for years, completely changing life as we know it in America. They also have a scapegoat lined up to take the fall. Of course, they're going to blame conservatives and conspiracy theorists. Mainstream media has already begun the pre-programming.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists. Catherine Herridge has more on this, and she joins us from Washington. Catherine, we understand the power grid could be a target?
Good morning. According to the intelligence report obtained by CBS News, these groups have developed credible and specific plans to attack the power grid since at least 2020 as a way to disrupt the country and the ability of government to operate. The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,400 plants and nearly 500,000 miles of high voltage lines. While the bulletin emphasized small-scale attacks are unlikely to cause widespread power loss, it may cause disruption to critical infrastructure like hospitals and police departments. Homeland Security noted several indicators, including online chatter. While the report does not suggest an imminent threat, the Homeland Security Secretary has warned lone wolf actors and small bands of extremists are among the greatest domestic threat because they are hard to detect, disrupt, and can mobilize quickly.
It remains to be seen if the normies fall for the mainstream media's lies. Thanks to the work of the alt media and people like yourself, more and more people are waking up and rejecting the globalist agenda. This is a critical moment in history, and we need to continue doing the good work. Klaus Schwab's assistant, Yuval Noah Harari, known as the Prophet in Davos circles, has compared the vast cyber and power grid attack on the United States to the biblical tale of Noah's Ark, when a great flood covered the entire surface of the Earth. But instead of a literal ark carrying us to safety, Harari says the global elite have a technological Noah's Ark that will save a special minority of upgraded humans from the mass extinction event. Harari has given us an indication of who'll survive the WEF's attack. The minority who have signed up to the WEF's techno-communist future, those who have connected themselves to the network, the vaccinated and boosted, the enslaved.
People will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
If this sounds crazy, you must understand who we're dealing with. Klaus Schwab and his cronies are operating with the belief that they are literally gods.
The new powers that we are gaining now, especially the powers of biotechnology and artificial intelligence, are really going to transform us into gods. And I don't mean this as a kind of literary metaphor. I mean it in a literal sense that humans are acquiring divine abilities, especially the ability to create and to design life.
Here's the rub. Harari knows exactly who's going to perish in the great crisis caused by the globalist elites. This is the great depopulation agenda in action. Watch as he dismissively refers to them as Homo sapiens.
Not everybody will be able to upgrade themselves, and not everybody will have access to or have control over the new big data algorithms. Of 8 billion people in the world, the vast majority will stay just ordinary Homo sapiens, and they are likely to lose their economic value, their political power, their control over their lives. And we are likely to see an extremely unequal society in which a very small elite, either of upgraded humans or of those humans who own the master algorithms, like the Google algorithm or the Facebook algorithm.
The globalist elite cannot stop talking about their plot to depopulate the world, and now they're becoming very specific with their plans. The 1% of the 1% and their sympathisers in business and politics all seem to be in agreement that the Great Reset is a great idea, and the fact that no ordinary person shares their enthusiasm doesn't seem to bother them one bit. But the future does not belong to them, and the people are slowly but surely waking up to their agenda.
You see, the one thing that the Republicans must understand, it doesn't make no difference that Joe Biden is seen now. Watch this. They had to push him to go out there because he's clueless. But it doesn't matter that he doesn't know what's going on. Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, the GOP, you better figure it out, because they're always doing something behind the scenes. And your job is to figure out what they're doing. Because in 2016, they did it, 2018 midterms, 2020 election, 2022 midterms, they did it. Look at this clown. He wanders around. They have to direct him. He don't even know where he's at. But it doesn't matter, because they'll roll a dead man out there, just like they rolled John Fetterman out there. It doesn't make a difference that Joe Biden is senile. It doesn't make a difference that he doesn't know where he's at. They have a system in place. Have you heard of ballot harvesting? It doesn't matter that this man, he walks by the woman he's supposed to salute. He salutes the wrong person. But it doesn't matter, because only thing that matters, they got a system in place. And their system says that this guy will sign anything that we ask. Look, she's directing him. Get over here. See, it doesn't matter, though, because they'll run anybody out there. They'll run him out there time and time again. Even if he's in a wheelchair, they'll run him out there. He's clueless. And this proves he's clueless. Even after he falls down like this, they don't care. The media comes out and says, that just proved that he's still in great shape. Look how he got back up. You're living in a fairy tale land if you think that you believe in that elections is about going out kissing little babies anymore. If it's about being fair, let's not forget what the FBI did to the whistleblowers. They tried to destroy their lives. They let perverts and child molesters go in order to go after regular law-abiding citizens.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing
after
that are
people
wrong.
Who looked at child porn.
Yes.
People who were sexually exploiting children.
Yes.
And then you were in the parking lot of a school board meeting, taking down the information of parents. What happened to the cases that you were working to protect our communities from the worst predators that exist?
I was told they were not to be resourced, and then after I was suspended, they were handed off to local law enforcement.
Wow, so the FBI just decided it was more important to have you in that parking lot of that school board meeting than getting the worst of the worst away from people that they could harm.
That's correct.
Think about it. They said this guy here won. He showed up to work like this. This is like a creature from the Black Lagoon. Don't think that you can do regular campaigning anymore and win. Don't you think for 1 minute that the system is fair? This guy allegedly won in Pennsylvania. Does anybody really believe that this man who doesn't know where he at, just got out of the nut ward, this is what your country has turned into? So the GOP, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, you guys better wake up, because they don't do elections like they used to. It doesn't matter. Because on the day of election, on election day, don't forget that the Democrats already have 2 to 3 million votes before it gets started. I think that John Fetterman, I forgot how many votes he had before the even election day. He was way ahead, allegedly. No, I don't believe it, but what difference does that make? See, you're dealing with a different type. Then we have this woman, Dianne Feinstein, proving that election does. Only thing counts is their power. This woman is in a wheelchair. She doesn't even know where she at. Dianne Feinstein thinks that Kamala Harris is her maid. I mean, she's so far out of it, but we're pretending as if her and John Fetterman is coherent. This woman doesn't even know where she's at. And we are playing along with this. Whatever happened to any type of integrity? Whatever happened to law and order, as long as you allow them, look at Chuck Schumer looking like grandpa from the Monsters. As long as you allow them to cheat, as long as you allow them to go with this charade, they know she's not capable of doing it. They want her to step down because they got somebody to replace her. But Fetterman, they're ignoring that. Also, you got Joe Biden. Why don't they make Joe Biden step down? His brain, he's talking about push-ups. He's talking about the Guinness Book of World Records. This is a man who can't not stay upright. He falls down everywhere he goes. The president of the United States allegedly is falling all over the place. And here we are. We have our government. We're more concerned about what's going on in other countries, what foreigners are going through. You got people on the Republican side like Mitch here, the ugliest man who's ever existed, the whole office. Here he is courting Zelensky because they think that it's more important that we protect the borders of Ukraine than our own borders. But you think that they're concerned about fair elections? I don't think they are. See, the Mitch McConnells and the Lindsey Graham, who is just Google, Lindsey is just Google Gaga. We respect these politicians too much. Lindsey Graham, technically, he should be court-martialed. with the way he's talking about war. See, they should treat Lindsey Graham the way that they treated Lindsey Graham at the airport. Look how they treat Lindsey Graham at the airport.
You're kidding me! You traitor! Lindsey Graham, you are a traitor to the country! You know it was rigged! You garbage human being! It's gonna be like this forever, wherever you go for the rest of your life! Audit the vote! Audit the vote! Audit the vote! Audit the vote! Piece of shit! Audit your vote! Audit our 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 vote! Yeah, you better
sell your soul.
You son of a bitch! You better join GitHub! Fucking asshole! Piece of shit!
You don't represent us anymore!
You have this crackhead and this whole degenerate family that the FBI has ignored. So it doesn't matter what you think about. See, this is why we got to stop talking about Donald Trump's tweets if he's offending somebody. Here we have a family who's completely amoral. The man videotapes himself doing drugs, and we're worrying about tweets. You better wake up, because you're against a complete degenerate government now. The FBI has been weaponized against you while ignoring this corrupt family. This is the most degenerate family you have ever seen. And we supposed to believe that they will not cheat in the elections. You better open your eyes up, because there's no telling what these devils are thinking about. When they have protected such a corrupt family as the Biden, this perverted family, you expect them to do the right thing? They knew all these things he was doing. The 51 so-called Intel community folks who signed it wasn't his laptop. When you got these images on his laptop, what the hell do you mean it ain't his laptop? They're protecting this perverted family. So don't think that it's going to be a fair election. Don't think that they're going to be fair. You better wake up and sniff on the coffee, because you're dealing with complete corruption. And then when a reporter asks Mr. Kirby about the corruption of the Biden family, because we have the receipts to prove that he's corrupt, John Kerry blows it off as if, oh, please, child, there's nothing to see.
Press office, adjacent person, the press office.
You can ask it.
I'll take that question. Why don't you ask
it? Okay, all right, I'll go to the second one. I'll ask you the press freedom Korean, and John, I'll ask you the international polling question. There have been many developments in the House investigations into the First Family's international business dealings recently. There's one committee trying to get an FBI file alleging that President Biden took bribes. There's another IRS whistleblower who's alleging there's a cover-up in the investigation. Amid all of this, there was a Harvard-Harris poll this month that found that 53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
Wow, Jesus.
Can I take that question?
The president has spoken to this. The president has spoken to this. And there's nothing to these claims. And as for the whistleblower issue that you talked about and the document, I believe the FBI has spoken to that. And you're going to have to go to them on that.
All right. Let's go.
But Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump and the GOP must understand is that you're not fighting against people who's trying to play by rules and laws. See, long ago they're gone to those days when they had debates and people tried to pretend as if they were voting on substance. Ain't no substance going on. So therefore, you better prepare. you better make preparations. I don't see many changes that you guys have made over the last 4 or 5 years. They will do anything at this particular point. Here's a man who just wanders around everywhere he goes confused, but they don't care. And if you start saying something against the Biden family, they will send the FBI to your house. They will send the Secret Service to your house. They will try to intimidate you. I think it was Mr. Tom Fitton. They did him the same way. They sent the FBI to his house to try to intimidate him.
So I get home from significant skin cancer surgery. I'm lying on the couch recovering. And in the evening, knock, 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 a few hours after I get home, knock, knock, knock. Two FBI agents are at the door with a subpoena for me to testify to the grand jury about presumably this Mar-a-Lago issue. Although the FBI agents helpfully noted that I did have an Amazon package there on the porch as well. And then, you know, a few months later, you know, they said, well, I can come in for a proffer. And then all of a sudden, no proffer. You got to come in for the grand jury, which is very unusual. So I end up going to the grand jury. And just before I go into the grand jury the day before, they said, oh, by the way, we want to ask you a little bit about this January 6th stuff.
Santos and Donald Trump and the GOP to realize that you're not playing with people who plan on doing things by the book. George Soros' son, Alex, has visited the White House since Joe Biden took office 17 times that we know about. What in the hell were they talking about? Because George Soros' mind is kind of gone. His son and these filthy lawyers are the ones running this now. And they're scheming up right now as we speak.
The IRS is not the only three-letter agency looking to get their grubby hands on our data. For instance, there's also the FBI. And once you know it, according to a whistleblower who provided testimony to the House Judiciary Committee, Bank of America, one of the largest banks in the country, of their own volition, handed over January 6 banking records without informing their customers. Again, I repeat, Bank of America did this, for one, without telling their actual customers, and secondly, they did this voluntarily, completely of their own volition. The FBI did not ask them to do this. Furthermore, if you happen to have purchased a gun using your Bank of America debit card, your Bank of America credit card, a check from Bank of America, or a wire transfer, well, then you, my friend, got bumped up to the very top of the FBI list when the bank sent it over. And if this all sounds too Orwellian to be true, well, let's go through the details together.
But you can't even buy dog treats these days without being bombarded by LGBTQAIPK2+ propaganda. These are some treats from the famous Milk-Bone Dog Treat Company. Notice the dogs are all waving rainbow flags. Actually, not even the rainbow flags, because that wasn't inclusive enough. So then they had to add some more colors. And then that still wasn't inclusive enough, so they had to emphasize that the flag also symbolizes black and brown queer people. That's literally why the black and brown stripes are on there. It's just never enough.
This shows that actually we could confirm that the spike protein is produced in the deltoid muscles where the vaccine is administered, injected. But we could show it in almost all organs, more or less explicitly. And here you see a case where we show the testis. And you can see that in this 28-year-old man who had a healthy son and who died 140 days after injection, the spike protein is strongly expressed in the spermatogenic organ in the testis, and you can see there are almost no spermatocytes in here, but it's strongly expression of spike protein in the spermatogonic tissue. So also in elder persons, this is an old man, and you can see here's also a strong expression in the spermatogonia. There's not one single spermatozoon in this, and a strong expression of the spike protein. So if I may make a personal comment, this is not a scientific comment. If I were a woman in fertile age, I would not plan a motherhood from a person, from a man who has been vaccinated, unless... I think these pictures are very disturbing, very disturbing.
Everyone, I mean, black people don't even know that every civil rights legislation in this country was given to us, authored and supported by Republicans and not Democrats, even up until the 90s. Even up until the 90s. So, nah, homie, they say, well, the party switched. No, they didn't. Why do you think one gives you all the government assistance and one don't?
Someone wanted to keep you reliable.
Because one of them is a slave master taking care of their slaves. Which one is that? The Democratic Party.
Definitely, you know, give President Putin credit right now for protecting or taking in people that have no place to go. When you look at the world right now, if there is an Interpol arrest warrant, I literally have no country I can go to for safety except Russia. And I think just a couple others. So there are people here whose only crime may be just to simply tell the truth or to present what's going on in Ukraine, like filming in Donbass and talking to the residents of Donbass about how horrible their you know, it's been to have the Kiev regime attacking them, that there are neo-Nazis in Donbass, and that there is the Azov battalions, which are Nazis. And that, you know, I mean, so you have people that have been bringing that truth, that have been to those places and talked to the residents, that are happy the Russians are there to protect them. And that's not being allowed in the Western media. It's being suppressed. And the journalists doing it are being demonetized if they're independent. They're being harassed.
The elite's final plan, in short. Read the elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes. Most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high, possibly not to offend too many from within.